Well, one more innovation story, because there seems to be an app for just about everything these days. Hailing a ride, checking the news, and soon, maybe even testing a man's sperm count at home using your smartphone. Dr. Hadi Shafei is an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he's working on such a technology. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so an at-home test for sperm count, how would that work?
Yeah, so this is a very simple technology. Any lay user, without getting any kind of training, can perform the test. It involves a hardware that is basically a box that's similar to a cell phone case, which is attached to the cell phone and has like a disposable chip that is as small as a microscope slide that you put a semen sample, small volume of semen sample on that disposable microchip, insert it to a slot that is designed on the cell phone case. Mm-hmm. And then that basically box turns the cell phone to a small microscope.
Using the camera. Okay,
that's
got it.
Correct. So then we have designed a smartphone application that basically perform image analysis by taking a very short video of the sample.
And it gives you a sperm count.
Exactly.
Okay. Does it tell you how healthy the sperm are as well?
Well, it measures how many sperm do we have. It measures how fast they move around. That's called sperm motility. It measures the total number of sperm in the whole sample, mm-hmm. and also total motile sperm.
I see. And I'm also seeing that the only problems that the app had so far was that if you had more than 100 million sperm per milliliter, it couldn't count that many.
It's not actually a problem, I would say, based on the first version of the technology. We observed that there is a saturation point above 100 million sperm per milliliter, but that's not necessary because, the WHO threshold for sperm concentration to identify an abnormal semen sample is 15 million sperm per milliliter.
So you're fine if you're in the 100 million category.
Yes.
Okay, great. So, I feel like many women have long been familiar with over-the-counter products to measure... I wouldn't say necessarily a female fertility, but cycles, right?
That's correct. Ovulation test kits.
And ovulation test kits. And then obviously there's an entire industry built around more advanced methods of measuring a woman's fertility. Why haven't we seen that with men when male infertility is also an equally huge problem?
That's correct. When we look at actually the statistics, between 40% to 60% of the cases, men have a contribution to infertility. But it has been so much pressure on women, and it's probably related to cultural issues, stigma, and men are kind of embarrassed to go to urologists, and they have kind of an awkward experience when they go through the process. They have to provide a semen sample in these small rooms in the hospital under so much pressure. So there's so much emotion around it.
Yeah. Let's be honest. For millennia, women have been blamed for infertility problems. It goes back thousands and thousands of years. When do you expect this new technology and app to be available?
Sure. So it's actually too soon to give a timeline about the product to be out in the market, but we have great resources at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, and we're working so hard to put this product into market as soon as possible.
Price point? Do you have a sense?
It's, again, too soon to talk about the price point, but I would say that based on my vision and my experience, I'm expecting to be something below $50 when it is available in the market.
So this could make a significant difference for a lot of couples trying to conceive.
That's
$50,
correct.
And if you're saying that men are contributing 40 to 60% of the time to infertility problems, it could be a major step forward.
That's correct.
Well, Dr. Hadi Shafei is an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.